This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Of course, that's the most important aspect of everything here. Anyways, today is Thursday, April the 10th of 2025, day 100th. Of the year, and only 265 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Oh, yes, hanging out on Radio Big and Safety FM all at the same time, making sure that you're getting, infiltrated in one way, shape, or form. So anyways, how are you? How are things? How has the last 24 hours been or so? Hopefully good. You know, we are getting this whole thing started and going down the path again today. So that's always a fun part. And, part of the equation of what we need to be doing, no doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk a little bit about what we do around here. We talk about safety, we talk about the news, we talk about safety in the news. That's kind of how it goes, because what else would we be doing? Seriously, like, what else would we be doing? So, if you want to interact with the show, simple. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, it's a whole plethora of things. Video, audio, and text messaging is the options that will come up. And once you get there, well, you choose your own path. That's the best way to do everything. Choose your own path. Choose your own destiny. So that'll give you the options. Video, audio, and text messaging. Little prompter on the screen. I get to see everything on what needs to be done from that particular portion. So that is it. So interaction, that's what happens. That's how we do it. So why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about a little bit of everything, and let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Notable and noteworthy massive terror shifts on Wednesdays appended the market slump. We'll talk about that. Also, the more ends with us drama and Russell Brand to speak about cancel culture. More about that in showbiz. Also, Nick Vial inks a massive podcast deal, and The Last of Us gets renewed. We'll talk about details in that inside of casting calls. Also, Megan Sussex puts her on her probable artisan handcrafted and metaphorical stuff. Economics, Economics Bennett. So there you go. A lot of stuff. That lady is super busy. I mean, good for her. You know, I always think about her as Rachel. You know, from the show. Shows that she was on. Toots. Just in case. So, there you go. Well, with that being said, I have some people that are waiting here from Feature Story News, and they want to talk about what's going on inside of the world of the news. And I think that that's going to be our best aspect. I think that us doing that and talking about what's going on is going to be important. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunden in Mumbai. US President Donald Trump has changed course and paused global tariffs on countries around the world for 90 days. A 10% baseline duty will stay in place against all countries while the US tries to do deals with individual nations. However, tariffs against China have increased to 125%. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
A week of turmoil, a week of uncertainty, and a week of falling global markets. All of that changed this Wednesday when Donald Trump on social media said that he was changing course on tariffs, ending those reciprocal tariffs and instead returning to the baseline, 10% against all countries around the world, except for against China. He said that he was increasing their tariff to 125%, really for the sole reason that they decided to retaliate and increase tariffs on US goods. Now, there was a suggestion from the White House that this was the plan all along. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, suggested that Donald Trump was the master tactician in all of this, that his plan had been to pause tariffs. And that was the strategy right from the outset. But Donald Trump himself acknowledged during a meeting with reporters at the White House on Wednesday that this plan came together very quickly on Wednesday morning, largely because of the turmoil on global markets.
Financial markets in the Asia-Pacific region have jumped hours after President Trump announced the 90-day pause on most reciprocal tariffs. Laura Westbrook has more on Donald Trump raising the tariffs on China to 125%.
Really, what we're hearing from Beijing is that it's not backing down and that it is standing firm, at least right now. But despite this tough talk from Beijing, these tariffs are going to hurt its economy. Exports have been a rare bright spot that has supported its slowing economy, and it's also trying to boost its domestic demand. But that is going to take time.
Rescue personnel continue to look for survivors following the deadly collapse of a nightclub roof in the Dominican Republic. The death toll has now risen to at least 184 people. Ira Spitzer reports.
Hopes are fading to find any more survivors from the tragic incident in Santo Domingo in the early hours of Tuesday morning when the roof of the popular Jet Set nightclub suddenly collapsed. Hundreds of people were inside the venue where well-known Dominican artist Ruby Perez was performing. Perez was among the dead, as well as several other high-profile Dominicans, including two former Major League Baseball players and a provincial governor. It's still unknown what caused the roof to collapse. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the prospects for this weekend's talks in Oman between the United States and Iran. They come as a surprise announced by President Trump on Monday during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington. It's emerged that the talks were brokered after President Trump wrote a letter to Iran's supreme leader earlier this year in which he proposed dialogue about Iran's nuclear program. It was President Trump who pulled America out of the internationally backed Iran nuclear deal during his first term in office, and he is now seeking to find another mechanism to constrain Tehran's ambitions. Elizabeth Brohr is a senior fellow with the Atlantic Council's Transatlantic Security Initiative.
Relations between the US and Iran are not good, and they haven't been good since the Iranian Revolution several decades ago. But Trump says there will be direct talks, and it's interesting that he chose to reveal that while meeting with Prime Minister Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington. Israel is not a fan of direct talks between the United States and Iran, but apparently those talks will be held.
The North Koreans reportedly urged the Iranians to engage in direct communication with the Trump team, and Elon Musk late last year held meetings at a secret location with Iran's ambassador to the United Nations. They may have paved the way for this weekend's dialogue. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. US President Donald Trump has changed course and paused global tariffs on countries around the world for 90 days. Financial markets in the Asia-Pacific region are surging after President Trump's announcement of the pause on reciprocal tariffs. Rescue personnel continue to look for survivors following the deadly collapse of a nightclub roof in the Dominican Republic. And that is the latest Feature Story News, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh yes, magical indeed, but you have to believe in magic for you to realize that that's what it is. Okay, so let's talk 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are getting to do our thing together. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever as we are hanging out. So are you ready to go through this again? You know, because that's what it is. It's not necessarily repeat information, but it's so much of it that we need to talk about it again. Good morning to everyone out there, Trump. Well, how does it go? Good morning to all the haters and losers. President Trump on Wednesday announced on the 90 days pause on some tariffs to all countries except China, which is now subject to 125% tariffs. I have authorized a 90-day pause in a substantially lower reciprocal tariff during this period. 10% also effective immediate, Trump said in the statement. In Trump speak, that means that baseline tariffs for other countries will be 10%. While negotiations or negotiators put together the new trade policies, including with Canada and Mexico, we think that as we have learned nothing in a certain Trump world, administrations where officials have since then announced at the beginning of the trade war that each solution will be bespoke and custom, blah, 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 tailored to each trading market. So some stuff there for sure as we are talking. So no one creates leverage for himself like President Trump. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said during a press conference following the announcement. The Bessent said that Trump has issued a 90-day window because he personally wants to be involved with the individual in negotiations. Market soared on the announcements, and we'll talk about that as we get into the numbers a little bit later. So there's something. And then worth noting, business reporter Charlie Gasparra reported on Wednesday that the escalation with China might also imperil getting any deal to keep TikTok up and running, which would also be an erroneous net win for society. Also worth noting, the Chinese yuan's currency is fell to the weakest level against the U.S. dollar since 2007 at this point on Wednesday. Financial markets, baby. They're everywhere.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, Rated R Safety Show. So back at it again. Fire fraud. After Billy McFarland published documents proving that the Fire Festival 2 organizers secured the new, necessary permits to hold an event in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. A closer look has revealed that the paperwork only gives very limited access to public areas. On the page, the authorization allows no more than 250 people at a party between midnight and 4 a.m. each day of the event. And that's only recorded music can be played. And it gets worse. The official ticketing page of the event, this event was previously scheduled for a different date. Any tickets previously purchased for the event will be honored on this date, suggesting not only the location, but the date of the festival could also have changed. So there you go. Hopefully, if you booked flights to go to Playa del Carmen, they're refundable. No, seriously. I mean, what else am I going to tell you? It sounds terrible. I just don't get it. I look at it from one of those weird standpoints and I go, okay, listen. If you had seen how the first event was, why would you pay to book for the second event, especially with something that has no reference yet of who's even playing? Like, seriously, there's a lot of stuff there. Just something to think about as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about this one. The driverless car revolutions continue to grow, but still has plenty of kinks to work out. On Monday, driverless Waymo taxi got stuck in a Santa Monica area Chick-fil-A drive-thru. After about a half an hour with all the cars being stuck, the workers were unable to keep the line moving. Staff had to shut down the restaurant whose dining room was not open. And no word if there was passengers inside of the vehicles just got lost. A rep for Waymo said that the team was dispatched to recover the vehicle. This is according to KTLA. Oh, I remember. Many, many, many years ago, I was syndicated on that station with the radio version. Yeah, there's some pictures. Should I show some pictures of this? If you're on the streamer aspect, you can see it. Yeah, I'll pull up the one. That way you can take a look-sir here if you want to. So if you are on the streaming, that's what it looked like. You were stuck there. Nothing was going on. Everything was kind of frozen in time. Really what it is you can see kind of the car that's just there. And it looks like it's trying to go in reverse, but I'm not 100% sure what's going on. It's not a video. It's just a straight aspect of things going on. Oh, hold on. I'm being told that the picture isn't. No, the picture is showing. See? Don't lie to me about this. Yeah. A lot of stuff there. I don't know. It gets weird. It gets weird at times. So there you go. Driverless cars. Let me just ask that question for you. If your car had the capability of driving by itself, would you allow it? Like, seriously, would you allow it? And I mean, I know there's autopilot and there's full self-driving supervised, which that's still a confusing thing to me. I don't know. You're really taking a gamble there. Regardless, because you're betting your life, but there's a lot of things that you do on a daily basis that you don't realize that that's what you're already doing.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, take a listen to this. Since just before Thanksgiving last year, a rural community in Colorado reported the disappearance of 187 cows. Okay, 187 cows from various ranches, most which were calves. Wildlife officials say that the occasional disappearance of such animals is normal. They wander off, they get killed, or weather spooks them into running off, but never like this. Despite the government-funded search of efforts of $10,000 per cow reward, there is also still no leads. The initial investigation ruled out insurance fraud, which could have required literal vast conspiracy to keep each rancher with missing cows on the same page. Officials are assuming the theft by someone intimately familiar with the area, given their ability to continue the crime without getting caught. This is according to Washington Post. Stealing cows. I think somebody watched Yellowstone way too many times. That's what it sounds like to me. Did you watch that show? Like, did you give it any thought of the day? Like, did you give it some time-o-wamo in regards to what was going on? Just asking, because I just want to have a better understanding. Okay, take a listen to this. Today of WTF is wrong with the people. What? A 70-year-old Missouri woman has been accused of trading foster child for an exotic monkey. Yeah, I did say that out loud. I'm trying to process if I did say that. Brenda Ruth, who fostered more than 200 children throughout her lifetime, reportedly took the child home in Texas, where she then abandoned them in exchange for a monkey. A concerned individual called social services to find the child unsupervised in the home, which was filthy and filled with other exotic animals. Brenda is facing 3 felony counts, neglect child abuse, and child endangerment. This is according to NBC. I want to interact more with a monkey than what I'd want to do with a person. Think about that for a moment, because that's what I just told you that was being done there. I don't get it sometimes. I get so confused with what happens with people because it's weird.
Duh.
It's weird exactly what happens. I don't get it, but hey, I guess that's not something for me to get from time to time.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, let's see. What does it have in the swamp? Oh, I know. I said that out loud. President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday repealing federal regulations that limit water pressure on showerheads. During the afternoon signing ceremony, he also said that he intends to get Congress to codify the repeal. Trump repealed the policy during his first term, but whoever was handling Joe Biden's reinstated the regulation during the presidency. So think about that. So repealing water pressure of the shower head. Like, how much water pressure do you want coming out? I'm so confused on, like, this is a signing. And at this point, are we just having him sign executive orders on everything or anything or maybe both? It gets so confusing. Like, there was a showerhead executive order.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at this one right here. The Dow surged 2,962 points to close at 40,608 on Wednesday. The S&P soared to 474 points to close at 5,456. And the NASDAQ climbed 1,847 points to close at 17,115. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.23 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin rebounded strong over 8% on Wednesday and over $82,000. But the raising the question of over whether it's insulated from a broader economy, as some of the diehards adherents to believe that it is to be. So just something to think about. I'll say Friday Mega Millions will be for $72 million jackpot or a $34.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's an opportunity to do so. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk. Because, you know, it's not March 2026 yet, and apparently we're going to be talking about this until then, unless something drastically changes. But at this case, or at this rate, there's no way that I believe that anything's going to change. I just think that we're going to continue to talk about this. Okay, it ends with us. Actor Adam Muschini has an issue with how Blake Lively described a scene involving his character in her sexual harassment lawsuit against director and co-star Justin Baldoni. In her complaint, Lively states that was disturbed after learning that Baldoni's friend would play an OBGYN calling for the role intimate, as he would have to be close proximity near the nude genitalia for the birth scene. Adam says that Lively was in full hospital gown, black shorts, and a torso covering prosthetic to make her appear pregnant, in addition to whatever personal garments she chose for the scene. He also called that filming the scene was entirely professional. The actor is far from the first person to poke holes in Lively's lawsuit. So I don't, so I mean, it just keeps on going. This is a never-ending saga, is what it sounds like. Yeah, I don't know. So take a listen to this one as well, because, you know, we're in it. We're in all this stuff, so let's talk about it. A week after being charged with rape and sexual assault, Russell Brand is set to speak at a Florida's new college about cancel culture. According to People magazine, the 49-year-old will discuss censorship, free speech, and with a new college president, Richard Corcoran, I think is what it is. The event is Thinking Without Permission, a conversation with Russell Brand and for free speech, censorship, and cultural power. It is set to take place on Saturday and live stream on YouTube and X. So I'm sure it'll be, we're here to see the mob scene is really what will be considered. Anyways, the Library of Congress is calling this year's addition to the National Recording Registry, The Sounds of America. Recording from Amy Winehouse, Celine Dion, Elton John, Mary J. Blige, and Tracy Chapman are among the 25 newest additions. Some non-songs also made the cut, including Microsoft Reboot Chime, the soundtrack for Minecraft, making it the second video game soundtrack to join the registry after Super Mario Brothers did in 2023. And 25 recordings brings the total number of titles to the registry to 675,000. So there you go. No, I lied. Not 675,000. 675. How did I just add three zeros there? Sounds like I'm my accountant adding stuff there. Okay, one more. LeBron James is a Barbie for the first Kenbassador. Yeah, Kenbassador as an honor that includes very own Ken doll. The doll features NBA signature facial hair, custom Letterman jacket, cross body bag, shades, Beats, headphones, and watch for some merchandise from LeBron James Family Foundation as well. Tell LeBron James has officially done it all now. At least that's what it sounds like as we are talking. So here we go. It is almost 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and I think that it's time for us to do that thing that we do during this time because it's important.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
You want to know something? When you definitely hit the wrong button, you're out of it. You're out of it.
Here is our main story on the Radio R Safety Show.
I was thinking that it was Friday, or not really thinking that it was Friday. I was thinking that, you know, this is what we do on Friday, is, and then I hit the news. Yeah, that's what I do. And no, please don't contact me with a Friday Junior shit, because I got it. I got it already. I understand that I totally messed up there in regards to what I was trying to accomplish. But that's okay, because that's what we learn from is failure. So keep that in mind, too. Okay, so let's take a look at this. It is main story time. It is time to talk about all those glorious things that we talk about inside of our workplace. And it's time to discuss those great moments of information to go over this stuff. And let me explain why I'm saying this. Well, there has been times out there that we look and we go, okay, life is grand. But we're still not prepared on what's going on inside of our workplace. Yesterday, we were talking about hippie policies. Now, let's just talk about policies in general. When was the last time? And I want you to just give it some thought that you reviewed any policy at your workplace. And some people will go, well, that's not within my job. Cool. That's perfectly fine. I want you to really think about that for a moment. Because the policy has to match your work, regardless of what it is. And I say this for this fashion, because you do work daily. And there's policies and procedures that here's what happens out there. We start taking a look and we forget that those processes, that information has to be changed. Like, I remember going somewhere where they had people working in an assembly line. Okay? An assembly line. And then they started doing automation on one side of the assembly line where the other one was kind of more like those roller belts that you just kind of push the crap down. But the policy and the process had not changed in regards on how it was listed. So it was very confusing taking a look at it. Now, I will tell you, many moons ago, I had a very close friend at the time that what she did was she would review policy and processes that corresponded inside of the organization. So imagine that job. And I hope that the person really understood the work, because that's always the other thing. They were constantly reading policy, procedures, manuals, sometimes including SOPs. So going back to the original, when was the last time you looked at one of those? When was the last time that you volunteered information for it to change? Because this is where it gets to at times. It gets to the portion where we go, where does it make sense and where does it not make sense? Because if we are not having these conversations, we're doing ourselves a disservice. We have to get to the point that we understand that the information that comes from the floor, the information that comes from the front line, is the information that needs to drive the whole organization, the whole system, if I may. What we tend to forget more and more of is that the people closest to the work will understand the work better than the people that are sitting in the ivory tower. Okay, that was a little drama. But that are actually not out there doing the work. And listen, we all have agreed to some portion that that's the layout. These people allegedly understand what's going on.
Duh.
And these people don't. Those are the things we have to talk about. Because if we're used to changing stuff within the rule set, we have to make sure that the rule set kind of corresponds to everything that we're doing. So some things to think about there. When was the last time you reviewed this? When was the last time you gave input? And when was the last time that your information that you shared with someone caused a change within the organization? We're talking mostly about policy, procedure, and process.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious.
They
they just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing.
We just don't talk about safety. We live it.
Well, most of it comes to safeguarding your future. There's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, here we are. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. A little more Saints of Valerie. Watch it burn. She put me on a train that's going nowhere. Songs readily available on YouTube Music, Spotify, and Apple Music. Oh, yeah, going the wrong direction there. So there you go. Yep, some things available for you. Yeah, apparently can't find the mute button. Okay. So, want to thank Saints of Valor for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time as we're getting to hang out and doing some things around here when it comes to the world of musica. No doubt there whatsoever. So, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking a little bit about things that are going on inside of this business, of this world, but that are the most crucial? So what am I talking about? Well, I want to tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you, and it's about my friends at To Right Love Under Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And to love, To Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go to the section that says Find Help right on the far right-hand side of the screen. Once you get there, information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com to write love on our arms. So there you go. Seriously, some of the most important information you will hear all day. And if anything, maybe in your whole life. That's how important it is. Not joking. Because listen, life isn't easy. We have to talk about that stuff. Some people get all carried away that they can't talk about it, but we have to talk about it. It's important. Really important. Okay, take a listen to this. Let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about some other things that are going on real quick. So take a listen to this. Just in time for Easter feast, Cadbury has unveiled what they're calling the world's largest Easter cream egg. How big? Let's just say even that it'd be hard-pressed to eat this one. I would be hard-pressed to eat it. Here's how the Cadbury puts it. It was all of the emperor's penguins and weighs as much as a newborn horse. To you and I, that means that it's 3 feet high and weighs 99.2 pounds. And according to a chocolatier, the whole thing is a legit Cadbury Easter egg, or cream egg, better saying, made with real chocolate with real ooey-gooey filling and the signature touch of the engraved twinkle. Yeah. So the wrapping had to be painted on, though, because have you ever seen something that big in regards to the foil? It's very difficult to do. So have you ever seen a piece of foil big enough to wrap around 100 pounds? So, or 100 eggs? That would be really more the question. So it took 2 days to make, and according to the creators, nobody gets to eat the egg. Unfortunately, it currently is on display at the Birmingham, England tourist attraction in Cadbury World. Perfect. Now all the kids need a forklift and a dentist because that's the only way that that's going to work. And then what else? It would be the only time that I would honestly say, I just had one. No, like seriously, I just had one.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yes. What else do we got? Okay, let's talk about this. Master Menu. If you've ever, have you ever been shocked, not to mention rendered broke, by the prices charged for refreshment professional sporting events? Maybe you should book a trip to the Masters, which starts today in Augusta, Georgia. When they call it tradition unlike any other, they're not joking. It also apparently extends to food prices. If you visit concession stands this year at the Masters, you'll find a pimento cheese and egg salad sandwich for just $1.50 each. The same price that they have been since 2002. Most other Sammies, including the Master Club, the pork barbecue are $3. And new additions to the menu, like the savory tomato pie, will also set you back about $3. And if you're looking for a drink, beer, wine, well, it remains at $6 a piece. After that, they will increase from they'll increase from $5 last year. Back in 2000, they were $1.75, or seven ball markers. The Masters runs through Sunday. The Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy are the favorites. Now, actually, after hearing this, I think that the egg salad sandwich and beer are my favorites. That's the catch. Do I have to be a caddy, though? Maybe that's the other question. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life real quick and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Steve. Stephen King said, "You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will." I love this. Do you know how sad it makes me to meet somebody with a great idea, but they lack the motivation or the courage to actually do something with that idea? I want for them to be successful. I wish for them to find the motivation or courage, but I can't do it for them. Nobody can. This is a step that they need to take. If you push them, it'll most likely not work. I've actually watched that happen a few times. Somebody else comes along and invests the time and the effort to make the idea work, but they still find excuses and reasons to delay it.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Is your life on hold? Have you been looking back instead of casting vision for the future? Is fear holding you back? Fear of failure, or even just fear of the unknown? If my experience is any indication, fear, or at least uncertainty, is usually a part of any undertaking, but you don't have to let it paralyze you. Fear can imprison you, or you can use it to motivate yourself. The choice is yours. 2 Corinthians 7 says, "For when we came into Macedonia, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within." Lord Jesus, give us the courage to overcome our fears, because we trust you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at 1minutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
In Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, a Russian missile strike on April 7th resulted in the deaths of 20 individuals, including 9 children, and injured over 70 others, Joseph Eckerson reports.
The missile struck a residential area and playground, marking the deadliest attack involving children since the onset of Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Teachers remembered the young victims as joyful and active students. Funeral ceremonies were repeatedly interrupted by air raid alerts, underscoring the ongoing threat to civilians.
China has accused the United States of unilateralism, protectionism, and economic bullying following the Trump administration's imposition of tariffs.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Lin Jian criticized the U.S.'s America First policy for disrupting global production and supply chains, hindering economic recovery. President Donald Trump announced a new 34% tariff on Chinese goods, citing China's role in the fentanyl crisis, escalating previous tariff rounds earlier this year, Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Donald Trump announced the resumption of direct nuclear talks with Iran, cautioning Tehran of severe consequences if negotiations fail.
This occurred during a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who pledged to swiftly eliminate Israel's trade deficit with the U.S. amid 17% tariffs imposed by Washington. The U.S. also faces rising tensions with China over retaliatory tariffs, with both sides showing little willingness to back down. Jim Kender reporting.
King Charles III arrived in Rome on a three-day state visit to Italy, his first overseas trip since a brief hospitalization on March 27th for side effects related to cancer treatment.
Accompanied by Queen Camilla, the 76-year-old monarch aims to underscore the strong ties between the UK and Italy, both NATO allies, amid ongoing European support for Ukraine. During the trip, King Charles will become the first British monarch to address the Italian Parliament and will meet with Italy's president and prime minister, Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Milwaukee Brewers will host a public ceremony on August 24, 2025, to honor the life and legacy of longtime broadcaster Bob Uecker, who passed away at age 90.
Held before the Brewers game against the San Francisco Giants, the ceremony will be hosted by Emmy-winning broadcaster and Uecker's longtime friend Bob Costas. The event will include appearances by special guests, video tributes featuring rare footage, and commemorative memorabilia such as lapel pins, baseballs, and bases with a Uecker celebration logo. Michael Billings reporting.
Inmates at San Quentin State Prison experienced emotional reunions with service dogs they had raised as part of a rehabilitation program. Lawrence Keller with the latest.
The initiative, launched in April 2023 by Canine Companions, pairs incarcerated individuals with puppies for 16 months to teach them essential commands. During a special event, inmates reconnected with their former canine trainees, now fully fledged service dogs assisting individuals with disabilities.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing our thing. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, the first ever photo of a black hole is revealed. The photo is captured by the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration, was taken back in 2017. It's a 6.5 billion times the mass of the Earth and 55 million light years away. There you go. Wonder how long it took to transmit back. That's going to be the question, of course. So there you go. If you're looking for some birthdays for today, let's see. Ian Nelson turns 30. Sophia Carson, 32. Daisy Ridley turns 33. Maren Morris, 35. Alex Pettifer turns 35 as well. Helly Joel Osment turns 37th. 37th, really? 37. Yeah, that's the kid from The Sixth Sense, just in case. Shay Mitchell turns 38. Mandy Moore, 41. Jamie Chung, 42. David Harbour, 50. Babyface, 66. Steven Seagal turns 73. And Mel Blount turns 77. If you're looking for some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you, because why would we not? It's National Alcohol Screening Day, National Siblings Day, and World Homeopath Day. So, some days. If you need a random joke for today, whether I left the door open, my mother would ask if I was born in a barn. Which is odd, because you'd think that she'd remember something like that. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. Nerdy or not? What topic could you spend hours talking about? I wonder which one that is. And if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a survey of 60% of people said they would like to see these make a comeback. What are they? Shopping malls. You know, so the Amazon showroom floor.
Duh.
Just something to talk about there. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me in regards to doing this stuff that we call the Rated R Safety Show. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come out and hang out for the next couple hours or so. We'll talk about the world of music and news and entertainment and all that kind of fun stuff, and we'll play some music too. RadioBig.fm. So there you go. If not, you can stay here with the likes of Sheldon Primus, and he will talk about the world of safety consulting. Yep, that's what he does. Really great at what he does, by the way, too. So there you go. Okay. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Life is the only game in which the object is to learn the rules. Think about that. Like, seriously, think about that. Anyways, I know who... Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye. Have a great day, by the way. In case you don't go over there with me to the other side. Bye-bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.